Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 22nd of January. I'm Sarah and I'm the vicar here at St John's. Today we'll be considering what it means to follow Jesus. We'll hear how the first apostles, Simon Peter and Andrew, James and John did it. And we'll consider how we do it today and whether it's worth it. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread throughout the United Kingdom and abroad. It's good to have you with us. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's today. We hope you'll see something of the love and grace of God. It's good to have time with each other and time with God. So, wherever you're based, however you've found us, whether you've just started tuning in or whether you've been here for years, for whatever reason you're here, you are welcome here today. And personally, I'm delighted to see you. You will have noticed that various members of our community, as they log on, if you like, or watch the live stream, put their name put a comment on Facebook or YouTube, as Heather has done here. And if you want to do that, then that's great. If you check in with us, we shall try to welcome you personally. Each week, several people choose not to do that, and that is just fine. So whether you check in, as it were, or whether you don't, you are still welcome. Today's service will last somewhere round about 25 minutes. And if you can, please do stay with us right to the end. We've got some photos to share with you of the opening day, if you like, or the opening morning of our Grace Cafe. Grace Cafe is a free cafe that we've started in St John's once a week, mainly aimed at people who we call our street community. They'd be homeless or vulnerably housed, and they're often found asking for money, just sitting down, asking passers-by if we can help them out. So once a week on a Tuesday, we are opening up in one of the aisles in St John's, in St John's Chapel, actually, and offering free tea and coffee. So do stay for some photos of that, plus one or two other people. So who do we have online here today? Well, first to put the comments in and to say hello was Peter. Peter, it's so lovely to see you. It really is. A couple of photos of you coming at the end. Peter's been so helpful opening up St John's during the week and welcoming people there. So a big warm welcome to Peter today. Next out of the gate was Heather, who is giving us the address today. Lovely to see you, Heather. Heather tuning in on YouTube, and that's a YouTube photo there. Richard says, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon to you, Richard. I hope you're well. Mary now checks in with us. Mary Latcham from Frome in Somerset. Mary, it's great to see you. Been thinking of you and the folks of Somerset this week. It's been a lot of water. Thankfully, it seems to have stopped raining these last few days. But I know that the Somerset levels are pretty waterlogged, and in one or two places, things are a bit tricky. So I'm hoping that you and any of your friends and family are okay. It seems as if it stopped raining just in time. But you and the good people of Somerset have been in my heart and in my prayers. I've been away this week, actually, just for the back end of the week. I had a few friends come to stay, so I've not been in St John's for two or three days. This is my first few minutes back, and it's really good to see all of you. Gay checks in. Gay, it's so lovely to see you. Gay and Richard and perhaps one or two other members of your family there. But it's really good to see you. I hope you are well. I hope you are. So Elaine checks in from snowy Yorkshire. I bet it looks beautiful, Elaine. I really bet it does. And it's great to see you. In fact, one of my friends who was with me today lives up in Skipton, or just outside Skipton. So she is making her way back to a wonderful Yorkshire as literally as we speak. So always, always welcome to Bjorn, who joins us pretty much every week from Lübeck. Bjorn, it's great to have you with us. And he explains Moin Moin, which is the traditional greeting in that part of Germany, northern Germany. Strangely means good, good. Well, Moin Moin to you, Bjorn. And Bjorn is saying good wishes to each and every one of us. Laura in Riverside, lovely to see you. Hope the weekend has been good and that you're feeling good. And it's great to have you with us. Mary Taverner joins us from Gloucester. Mary, great to see you on the live stream. Good afternoon to you. And give my good wishes to Julie and Jer and Cora. So Sarah Louise from the Bay. Sarah, it's so lovely to have you here. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Because, of course, you're with us quite often, aren't you? Great to see you. And now is this Murta joining us on YouTube rather than Facebook. So I think this is Murta from Montevideo in Uruguay. So in the heart of their summer. Great to see you, Murta. Hope you're having a good weekend. Maria Lee joins us. Happy, blessed Sunday, she says. Back at you, Marie. Great to have you here. And Marie says also, looking forward to seeing you in February. Oh, that's me. Looking forward to seeing me in February. I'm going over to Swansea, the Swansea Waterfront Museum in February. And she says, looking forward to seeing you at the Sadie's Butterflies networking event. Do you know what, Marie? I'm really looking forward to being there. We had a good time last year and be really good to connect up with you all in February. So welcome to all of you who are joining us online and you haven't checked in yet. That's just fine, as I said a minute or two ago. And of course, every week, many people listen to us on the, I was going to say on the radio, it's on the telephone. That's the word I'm looking for. They simply dial 02920 101 565, 02920 101 565. It's not a premium rate number, and from 5 o'clock every week, so an hour after our broadcast, it's playable on demand. They can dial up anytime, 24 hours a day, and this service plays from the beginning. So welcome to you if you're listening via the telephone. So hello to you, Dorothy. I hope you are warm and well. Hello to Norma. We're missing you, but it's great to know you're still connected. Hello, Vanette, and hello, Joyce. Hi, Christabel, Iris, Jane, and Jane's friends. And lovely to have you, by the way, Jane, in St. John's quite a bit recently. Great to see you as well as have you on the live stream. And hi to Marion and Oswald. If you listen on the phone and we don't have your name, let me know and we will welcome you personally. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and each other. We are a community. And somehow along the way, I think I missed out Reese. Reese, if I'd said hello to you, and I just tuned out as I said it, I'm sorry if I missed you out. I'm sorry, but I want to welcome Reese. It's good to have you with us, Reese. So friends, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us remember when we have each fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect read for us by and recorded for us by Evan yesterday.
Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weaknesses sustain us by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 4 of St. Matthew's Gospel. It's verses 12 to 23, and Vanessa recorded it and read it for us this week.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the lake, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness among the people.
Now here's Heather with her address.
Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. What on earth made Peter, Andrew, James and John leave everything they knew, their livelihoods, their way of life and their families, and follow Jesus? It doesn't seem sensible. Some would say it was foolish, selfish even, just to get up and walk away. So what was it about Jesus that made them do it? Isaiah gives us a clue. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus is the light of the world. Is that what they saw? Is that why they were so drawn to him? As we are drawn naturally to light, so the disciples were drawn to Jesus. They had no idea what was ahead of them, what they would be expected to do. But so compelling was Jesus' invitation, they just got up and followed him. We don't know what these four men expected when they did that, but we do know that it was life-changing for them, and through their faith they helped change the world. Their obedience in following Jesus and spreading the light has had an incalculable effect on the world. Their words and deeds live on in the Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles and their letters, and their legacy lives on in the many places where they lived and preached. And we are part of that legacy. So what is it that brings you here week after week? What brought you here today? And what are you going to do when you leave? How is your faith, my faith, going to change the world? What is our legacy going to be? Because we still need to share the good news. There are still people sitting in darkness, looking for the light of God. Darkness can take many forms. It can be loneliness, fear, persecution, hunger. and the light of God can be friendship, hope, justice, bread. Above all, it is love. Love which reaches out to the people sitting in darkness and hands them a light. It's really quite simple. We have made faith so very complicated. With our many denominations and our theology and doctrine and the language and the rules, and there is a place for all of that. But at the heart of the gospel are people who will follow Jesus and show his love and his light to the people around them. God, who called the disciples, is still calling people today. Ordinary people, teachers, civil servants, soldiers, musicians. And we're still changing the world. Through Sunday services, midweek Eucharists, hospital visits, street pastors, food banks, soup kitchens, youth clubs, night shelters and warm hubs. Through justice work and charitable giving. And all the other things that you amazing people do. But I have a question. If Jesus were to come here today, stopping by each one of us and saying, "Follow me," what would we do? We may not have boats and nets to leave behind, but we still have to answer him. And if we do follow him, we may just change the world.
Thank you, Heather. We may just change the world indeed. So, we come now to our time of intercession, where we pray for the needs of the world, and perhaps the needs of the people that we know. So, if you have any one or any particular issue on your heart today, if you put it into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we'll attempt to pray for your intention in real time during this service. Of course, it is a public service, so you might like to either not be too explicit or to use people's first names or what have you, but if you can give us the drift of what you'd like us to pray for or the exact thing, we will do our best to pray for it. And I do know that people who find this service on catch up, as it were, do actually add to that list, and we do pray for the intentions which are left week by week. As we're gathering our thoughts, here is a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, friends, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Holy God, we pray for the peace of the world. We pray for all people who are subject to violence or conflict. We hold before you the people of Ukraine and Russia, the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan, and the people of Myanmar. Within those countries, we pray for all those who would be oppressed or badly thought of. And we pray for the people within our own country who maybe carry less status than others. So we hold before you, O Lord, the people who do beg on the streets of our cities or who sleep on the streets of our cities. We pray for your blessing upon them and your blessing on all those who seek to serve them. We pray for Jean in her recovery and Tony in his, for Corona and Norma and Nosheen and her mother. We continue to pray for Ollie's grandfather, Barry, for Nessa's friend, Val, and for Gareth. We pray for our own John here, John Bainan, in his recovery, and for Iris and Jean and Marilyn. We pray for Janie and Norma. With Marie, we pray for Amelia from Marie's support group. Amelia is struggling right now. We pray that she may know God's love for her. With Laura, we pray for, we join our prayers to hers as she prays for Dee's eyes and Dee's sight, and also for S and for O. Elaine in Yorkshire asks us to join our prayers to hers for Anne and Sarah, who recently lost her mum, and we pray for their families. We pray for Jess, whose boyfriend ended his own life recently. For Mary, whose sister died this week. For Janet, who is coming to terms and struggling to come to terms with the death of her husband a few years ago. We pray for anyone struggling in these testing times. With Mary, we pray for her cousin Arthur and everyone in hospital, and we join her in giving thanks for the NHS. And we remember those who have died recently, and amongst them Alison's father, Alan. We pray for Alison and her family, for Ted, who is Peter's uncle, for Glenys's friend Jean, for Paul Davis, and for Maggie. And we pray for Kathy. And so in a short time of quiet, let us commend the things which are on each of our hearts to God's tender care. And with Gay, we pray for baby Harper, who was born just a week ago and who has had a very difficult start. So we pray for Harper and for all involved in Harper's care. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for being part of this community of St. John's and for being with us today. If you'd like to join us for evening prayer at 5 o'clock each weekday, do send us an email and we'll send you a link to join us on Zoom. Next Sunday, we'll be celebrating the presentation of Christ in the temple, and we'll have a Candlemas-y type feel about things. Personally, I can't wait. Candlemas is something which I particularly enjoy, and the presentation of Christ in the temple is an important moment. So do join us next Sunday at St. John's at 10 o'clock, on the live stream at our usual time of 4 o'clock, and on the phone on demand from 1 hour later at 5 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you are very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen. So, we'll end as we usually do with some photos. And to end today's service, I've been away from the parish for a few days, so I wasn't there this morning. So we don't have any from today. However, there are a couple of photos of Peter, who has been so helpful in welcoming people to St. John's during the week. One of Ruth, one of Heather, and a couple from the opening of our Grace Cafe for the homeless and vulnerably housed this week. On behalf of St. John's, may I wish you, each and every one of you, a holy and a happy week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.